You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, according to the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, one in four employees have been diagnosed with depression. With job shortages, a tight economy, and everyday pressures surrounding us, stress is a key factor in the workplace. And I guess the question is, how comfortable are you to disclose your issues around depression, around anxiety to your employer? Do you feel that this is a subject you can readily approach, that you'll receive the support that you need if you are battling with anxiety, if you are battling with depression? Or is it your own secret? Do you carry the burden of not feeling that you can disclose because you might be victimized or you might not get the promotion that you want? Do you feel that you are able to freely communicate this to your employers, or along with dealing with depression or anxiety, you then have to carry the secret because the stigma remains? Give us a call and let us know your experience. I particularly want to know from people whose employers have been supportive. What did you do? What was the conversation that allowed them to be able to be sympathetic, to be able to understand, to be able to give you time off when you needed it? If you're dealing with a mental illness, how has corporate South Africa responded to you? Joining us on the line is Operations Director from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, and that's Cassie Chambers. Cassie, good afternoon to you. I mean, it's a rather surprising statistic, the idea that one in four working South Africans is dealing or living with depression.
Absolutely, and I think it's, you know, when we hear numbers like this, we actually then start to realize what a big problem it is. If you think of any workplace, one in four employees who have been diagnosed by a mental health professional, they've been serious enough to go and seek treatment. How many other employees may have symptoms but aren't seeking help? And I think that's what we should also be concerned about. From that same research, we also came that those with depression had taken off at least 18 days off in a year to treat their depression. So when you're thinking of an employee who's taking 18 days off, that starts to become a problem for the company in the bottom line. So we have to take things like this seriously.
Is corporate South Africa dealing with mental illness appropriately?
I think a lot of people don't know what quite to do. Just as what we see in society is we don't know enough. What are your rights? What can you do? What can't you do? Should you disclose? You bring up such a key point as to discrimination, the fear of being treated differently. You know, people aren't coming out in the workplace that, yes, I have depression, because they're in fear that something might happen to their job. You know, everyone is holding with both hands to their job. They don't want to lose it. They have to put money on the table. And I think when you're looking at depression as a weakness, we're thinking that we're less of a person. So, no, a lot more needs to be done in the workplace when we're looking at understanding, putting in different steps in place to help support the employee better, but also empower the employer on how to cope better with mental health so that you're not looking at employees who are taking 18 days off, or even looking at the issue of absenteeism versus presenteeism. So because depression has such negative impacts on your concentration, your problem-solving ability, decision-making, even multitasking, even if an employee is at work, they're not being productive. So there's a lot more that we need to be doing in the workplace to help support both the employee and the employer.
And of course, your research also says South African executives are among the most stressed globally.
Definitely. I think that they're the ones, everyone can relate to being stressed. It's okay if people say I'm stressed, but they don't realize the impact or the symptoms that can come from having stress. They're the ones that are often just coping. And what we're actually seeing now is more and more issues, and especially calls into the call center from people who are suffering from burnout, where your body literally says, we cannot do this anymore. And then it becomes a major problem because they can't work. They have to be booked off. And then sometimes they're taking leave of absences. So it's really important that we get to speak to the people at the top to educate them, not only for themselves, but also for their employees. So if they start looking after their own mental health, that it will trickle down to all the employees within the company.
All right. What's this all done for, productivity, and particularly, I suppose, as a cost to the economy?
Definitely. I think when you're looking at the fact that employees are taking 18 days off, Their productivity sitting at their desk, even if they've come to work, is also compromised. This has a huge impact. And I think companies are going to start learning when it starts to affect their bottom line, when you have a ton of employees who are not being productive. They're not performing at their peak. And I think that's only when it becoming, you know, to numbers and costs and profit that we can actually talk seriously and say it's going to save you money if you spend time and energy and money at looking after your own mental health and the mental health of your employees. So it does have a big impact, especially when you're looking at the fact that concentration, multitasking, decision-making. From the research, what was quite interesting is that how the employees with depression actually rated their performance during their last depression episode. So they actually rated themselves as working a lot less on the lower scale when they had depression than normally. So if they're aware of it, what's happening in their results?
All right. Cassie Chambers there, the Operations Director of the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Thank you for your time. And you make a very good point. Employers need to understand the effect of this on their bottom line. Kevin, you've got a quick story you want to share with us. Good afternoon. Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Yes, Kevin, talk to us.
So I'm 22 years old and I've been working for the last 5 years as a software developer. And it is actually, it's a big thing because at the end of the day, I mean, one of my key components is actually, you know, problem
Kevin,
solving. And
Kevin, I'm sorry, we're battling to hear you. Let me just put you back on hold and we'll try and see if we can get a better signal to be able to hear your story, because I want to make sure that we understand exactly what you've had to go through. So let's call you back and we'll see if we can get a better connection. In the meantime...